I was married from home, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Monday Night Broadcast, brought to you by your host, our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis, and myself, General of the Defenders, Bobby Ormsby. Before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 Radio Show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, if you're new, just tuning in to us, we also have a national Facebook page, and if you'll type in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and future members to participate in everything we do throughout the Defenders 7. We also have a website. Type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two small I's, .com. And on our website, you're going to find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds that we bring in from purchases from our store and any donations go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and our communities. We also have a YouTube channel. Hop over there, hit that subscribe button for us. A lot of good information there, too. We're also on MeWe. If you click on organizations, scroll down. Defender 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now, for tonight and all the shows that we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you participate in our shows or even just to say hi. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call, area code 914-205-5773. If you don't want to be vocal on our radio show, we also have a chat room designed right here on Blog Talk, and it is live. So please come on in, chat with us, come see what our shows are about. And I am now going to turn over the microphone to your host, our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis. Good evening,
howdy, howdy.
Kimberly.
How
are you, babe?
To be honest, I'm lucky I'm even doing the show tonight. Overdid myself. No, I just overdid it yesterday and today. Cleaning. I threw my couch out, rearranged the furniture. And when I mean total clean, I mean total clean, top to bottom, kitchen, living room. And I'm like, oh, my God. I feel like my first day of basic training where I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know these muscles were here. But
right.
That's what happens when you don't do a whole lot of shit. And it's like, oh, my God. So I do have some news. Woohoo! I got a job. Maxim Healthcare, they're awesome. I've worked for them for like, I don't know, 10 years in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee. So, it's going to be home health, but
awesome.
It's taking care of one pediatric patient all day long. Well, an 8-hour shift or whatever. Until I can get my own another vehicle because I can't do 12-hour shifts. But the cool thing is I don't have to get the COVID vaccine because they said, look, you got a mind, make up your own mind. If you want to get the shot, get the shot. You don't, you don't. We don't care. And,
good.
Yeah, well, the thing is I will wear a mask, though, because these are sick babies from birth.
Yeah.
They're on ventilators, feeding tubes. Those, you know, cerebral palsy, cystic fibrosis. These are really sick kids, so I won't have a problem wearing a mask. But not all the parents care. You know what I'm saying? They don't care if you get the vaccine. Just wear a mask. So,
right.
But I got 2 weeks of orientation, and the guy's like, "Don't worry about my. I have to have my nursing license renewed, but you know, it's been 10 weeks." And the state of Tennessee is like, we'll get it to you one day. And so they went ahead and hired me, and they said, it's okay, I got orientation to do. I got to renew my CPR card and all that cool shit. So as soon as I get it, I'll be all done. So, but I'll be working days, 9 to 5, most likely. And so, yeah. So it's gonna be. Well, I'll manage on all the shows.
Right.
It depends on what days I have to work. So.
Oh, sure.
I may have to pass like on Thursdays. You know, it all depends. Like I said, because everybody calls on Thursdays. You know. So we always seem to have a lot more people on Thursday night. So someone's going to have to step up and help out.
Hint,
you slackers
definitely.
Know who you are.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You slackers know who you are. Well, at least on Thursday, because that's all current events, what's happening now. So it's not going to be like, oh, my God, I got to find something to do for a show. Pretty simple. You know?
Right.
So did you hear about, I think it was American Airlines had to cancel flights for the whole weekend. All their flight attendants and pilots quit.
Damn.
That
was
United, wasn't it?
Well, there was a... Well, here's the thing. I know American lost, they had to cancel 24 flights, if not more. But over 1,000 flight attendants and pilots quit over all the airlines. And they blamed it on the weather. No, we're not stupid. So, but yeah, they said it was like 1,000 flights, or I mean 1,000 airline personnel. Now, I don't know if that's like baggage handler, ticket counter, flight attendants, pilots, and whatnot. American Airlines pilot sued American Airlines or whoever the flight, you know, thing. And because they said, we don't need the vaccine or it should be our choice. And the court said, tough shit, you're getting it anyway. So they said, fine, we quit.
That's what a lot of military are telling the commanders too.
See,
screw you.
Somebody read this.
Go ahead and court martial me, but I am not taking your poison shot.
See, here's the thing, and somebody made this stupid comment. Well, all the liberals will just step up, and it's just their plan, really. All the liberals were collecting the unemployment and getting the stimulus. I mean, I got the stimulus check, but because I don't work and I don't make any money, and I made less than $75,000. So pretty much anyone under $75,000 got a check. Now, here's the thing. All the liberals are the ones who are staying home. They don't want to work. They think
right.
it's free money. So if all the conservatives quit or get fired, whatever, who the fuck's going to run this country? Like
the
I
same,
said, there's
the same
17
puppets
million...
that are doing it now.
No, what I mean run the country, what I mean is you get a whole police department that's quitting, fire departments, a third of the military is going to quit or get kicked out. Okay, you got 17 million healthcare workers, that's nurses, CNAs, doctors, phlebotomists, everybody across the board, 17 million, that are refusing the vaccine. Okay, so you lose 17 million healthcare workers, and who are you going to have? Brand new nurses who don't know shit. I'm sorry, I'll die at home before I let a newbie nurse take care of me. Don't get me wrong, I was a newbie nurse at one time, but you have a mentor. And you can't be
and
a mentor until you've been in 7 to 10
hell,
years.
Hell, my wife's been trying to kill me, and now I got Lorna here trying to team up with my wife to kill me. So, you know.
It will happen. It will happen. Are you letting Lorna
do what?
I said it will happen.
What? Oh, Bobby dies? Yeah, okay, we know that, but, you know.
Oh, no, Kim, hold on a second, because Lorna's brother is making a casket that's 5 foot long and 30 foot wide, so I can bury her, my wife, and anybody else that goes against me in the backyard.
But as far as the whole liberal bullshit, you're going to be shutting down hospitals left and right. And like I said, unless your military medics actually do nursing, they're not going to know what to fucking do, and you're going to be dying. They're great. Don't get me wrong. Medics in the Army and the Marines and the Navy and shit, they're great trauma. There's a big difference between trauma nursing and medical nursing. There's a big difference. One is you fix them, and then they go to the, you know what I'm saying? They go to the hospital, to the floor, and then the regular nurse takes care of them. Because there's a lot of nurses like myself, I don't know a whole lot of trauma nursing itself. I'm an LPN. I'm not an RN, so I'm not allowed to work the ER. So I wouldn't know. And I've had a medic argue with me. I'm like, bitch, I don't care if you were deployed 10 times in Afghanistan. You don't know the medical side of nursing. And she wanted to show up and show out, and I showed her the front door because I made her look stupid because she didn't know shit. And that's what I'm trying to say. Truckers, how long does the average trucker have to go to school? And I'm not counting Swift drivers because we know they can't drive for shit. but
How long is trucking school? 13 weeks?
Yeah,
if
something
or
like
6 months,
that.
Depending. Okay, and then because my son-in-law is doing trucking school, but he's doing an accelerated where he's there all day for 12 hours a day. And he's doing it in 3 weeks. And then for the next 6 weeks, he's driving tandem with somebody else. His instructor, I don't know, someone else is going to go with him to drive the first part. And he's going to be the passenger. And then he's going to swap over. Yeah.
How many did you say of the pilots and airport people did you say?
I saw a thing, an article or something that was 1,000, I think.
Okay, I
just read it.
I
read it really fast.
I'm just seeing right now one that's saying Southwest Airlines has over 3,000 pilots and staff committed to not taking the jab.
Oh, shit.
And that's only
because that's not total. The lady that posted it
said her brother is one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's American.
Southwest is really bad.
And that's only because there was pictures.
What do you mean? No, so American is losing 1,000 then. And then Southwest is losing 3,000. And then Delta can go suck a dick because they don't care. They're making it mandatory, and I don't know how many is quitting. So, and they're all whatever. But this country is about to fall apart. And without truckers and, you know, your first responders and everything else, this country's going to crash.
Oh, yeah.
The elites can piss and moan all they want. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you think you're going to get a burger flipper to go in and do a nurse's job or a cop's job or a fireman's job, you know what? Let it burn. That's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. We hear the fire trucks and ambulances. I kid you not, at least 10 times a day.
Well, I know we
in
hear
my neighborhood.
Them a lot of them here. When you're talking, we hear them.
It's going to stop. But here's the thing, we got. And I was telling this to Bobby, and I think I told. Well, I put it in the staff room. What night was it? It was last week. I think it was last week. Maybe the week before that. I don't know. A block away, around the corner, they use that empty field for fireworks, and they do it to cover up gunshots within like a 6-block, 10-block radius. Swear to God, it sounded like bombs were going off. That's how big, or mortars. I'm talking big fireworks, not these little bottle rocket things. And it went for 20 minutes straight. And it took over that long for the cops to even show up. Because
they were
all done. Huh?
They were probably timing to see how long it would take the police. So now,
they've been doing it.
It's taking longer and longer.
Oh, no, they've been doing this all year, since last summer. It's really bad in the summertime. And so sometimes it's every single night, and then sometimes it's a couple times a week, you know, maybe a couple times. You know, it all depends. We've got like 7 gangs in Wichita, 400,000 people. I did not know Wichita is the most violent, a high crime-rated city in Kansas. I did not know that. Oh, my son,
you need to get
dude, this is time to leave. Huh?
You need to get out of there. Go live with Bobby. Yeah, go live with Bobby.
No. I don't know. They would have to worry about which one of my wonderful personalities would be rearing their ugly head. So,
I don't think Ralph would take very kindly to the dogs either. It was a hell of a time trying to get them used to Bobby's dogs.
Oh, that's just it. Mine, I'm going to be going to Tennessee on November 1st, and I got to take her with me. I'm going to be gone a week, and I got to bring her crate because when we go to my daughter's house, she's got two cats. And I'm going to have to stay in a hotel. I can't stay at her house.
Are you driving?
And I'm going to have to get I'm going to have to get a muzzle for her because she already got into it with the oldest dog, or the biggest dog, I should say. And so I'm not doing that. I already got bit once. I'm not doing it again. So I'm just going to bring a muzzle, her crate, and her harness. And when we're at her house, I'll put her in the crate. And then when she's out, I'll have her on the harness and on her muzzle. And I hate it, but she's just...
Well, that's if you're okay come November 1st.
Huh?
I said that's if we the shit hasn't hit the fan.
True. That's
not
the other thing.
Not to mention the price of gas.
No, I know. Well, that's why I rented one of them little, you know, Matchbox cars. Like the size of a Kia Soul. I don't know how small it is. But it's one of those tiny cars. And I was supposed to go this weekend. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to be on my way there tonight. But my finance company is a bunch of assholes, and they screwed me. And so I had to postpone my trip. So, anyhow. So, tonight, I wanted to we've been working on the empires, but I thought I'd do something a little different. So, seeing as we have a couple participants, yay! Tonight's going to be participation night.
Ah, shit.
Right. We're going to see how much, we're going to see how much history you guys know.
I slept through that class. I know nothing.
I don't know.
So did I. So did I. I got a D in history, and now I've become a history buff and a research freak. And yeah.
I like ancient history.
Yeah, ancient. Yeah, you guys should pretty much know some of this stuff, Lorna. What was the period called, or what was the period called the Prohibition? A time in the early 20th century when it was illegal to sell or buy alcoholic beverages. A time when slaves were prohibited from owning property. A time when women were prohibited from owning automobiles. A time in the late 1800s. When it was against the law for black people to vote.
I'm sorry.
Number
two.
Number two is my answer.
Oh, Prohibition was, I think it was the 20s, whichever one was about the 1920s.
Well, it's the 20th century when it was illegal to buy alcohol and sell.
Yes.
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 That's the answer.
Oh, I failed.
No, they made a lot of movies about Prohibition, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
The 18th Amendment, which was passed in 1919 and took effect in 1920, ushered in a time called Prohibition when it was against the law to sell or buy alcoholic beverages. Most historians now say it was a complete failure because it gave rise to illegal alcohol sales, violence, and gangsters rose to prominence. Prohibition ended in 1933.
Clyde.
Huh?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
They started out as runners, I believe. They ran moonshot, if
this.
I remember correctly. Huh?
But get this. You can sell moonshine in certain states. I think, and I'm trying to remember which state it was. If it's Virginia that you can't or you can. You know that show Moonshiners or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
They're not allowed to – they have all their stills in the backwoods. Mm. The cops can never catch them.
Right.
And then that's when What's-His-Face made his new – I cannot think of what it's called.
Shit.
Hold on a second. I'm going to have to look it up because I forgot what his name is. It's a new moonshine.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a new moon. I have a lot of friends that make moonshine, but they can't sell it because you're not allowed to sell moonshine. But they can give it away. And you can give them
But you're
gifts.
Not allowed to make it. Okay, it's called Moonshiners. It's about, at the Appalachian Mountains of Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia.
Yeah.
And what's his name? There's Steve Tickle, Josh Owens, J.B. Rader. Well, damn it. Oh, Tim Smith. He's the one who went legit. And it's called Tim Smith Moonshine or whatever. And you can now buy it in liquor stores. But there's a whole bunch of families. And, but it's called Moonshine.
Grain alcohol for a very long time, you have to go to certain states in order to buy it. We make homemade Kahlua, and we use grain alcohol, and we'd have to go to Delaware to get it. We only recently, I want to say the last two, maybe three times, were able to buy it here in Pennsylvania.
Now, Everclear is, it's worse than moonshine. It's all grain. But here's the thing.
Yes.
You can only buy up to a certain proof of Everclear in states. If there's a military installation there, they will have that 120 proof or whatever proof of Everclear, which is the dumbest thing in the world to have it on a military installation, but we're not going to go there. So, okay. State with it starts with the letter A. Was important during the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s. It was also the birthplace of many civil rights icons, including Rosa Parks, John Lewis, and
Alabama.
Sam Young Jr.
Alabama.
Okay. Alabama, Arizona, Alaska, or Arkansas? I can tell you it's not going to be Alaska. Or Arizona. It's either Alabama or Arkansas. So what do you guys want to go with?
I didn't hear the question, but I'm going with Alabama.
The civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s. It's also the birthplace of Rosa Parks, John Lewis, and Sammy Young Jr.
I'm staying with Alabama.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, we are correct. Alabama was seen as one of the hubs of the civil rights movement. It was home of the year-long Montgomery bus boycott, in which Rosa Parks is the one who started for refusing to surrender her seat on the bus to a white man in December of 1955. The city of Birmingham also saw its share of civil rights fight for black Americans. It's where Martin Luther King Jr. and others led the Birmingham campaign for racial integration, where King was arrested and wrote a letter from the Birmingham jail, the Gaston Motel in Birmingham, which served as headquarters of the movement in the city and is now a National Historic Monument. John Lewis, though a congressman from Georgia, was born in Troy, Alabama, and served as chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and was nearly killed by Alabama state troopers on Bloody Sunday during a march in the Edmund Pettus Bridge on March 7th, 1965. Sammy Young Jr. was the first known black American student to be killed during the civil rights movement after he attempted to use a whites-only bathroom at a gas station in Tuskegee, Alabama. Tuskegee was also the birthplace of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on the bus to a white man sparked the Montgomery bus boycott. When Parks boarded the bus, she did take a seat in the black-only section, but was asked to sit further back to accommodate more white passengers. She refused and was arrested. Now, with that being said, now all some of these ignorant black people, and I say some, want segregation again.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King and all of them will be turning in their graves. Even Malcolm X and Tupac and all of them. I mean, segregation's stupid to begin with. Nobody should be segregated. That's why America is so great. We're called the melting pot for a reason.
Yep.
Okay. What was the name of the document that Abraham Lincoln wrote and later executed that freed the slaves in the Confederate States.
Well, you already gave away.
The Emancipation Proclamation, the Freedom Order, the Slavery Decree, or the 11th Amendment. Yeah, I know. I started saying it.
Emancipation Proclamation.
I know. I started saying, like, damn it.
That's why,
by the way,
I
don't know the answers to these until I hit submit answer. So we find out together, unless I happen to know it. The Emancipation Proclamation was an order by President Lincoln under the power given to him by the Constitution that decreed that slaves in the Confederate States be set free. Contrary to the popular myth, it did not free slaves throughout the U.S. As the Union armies advanced into the South, thousands of slaves became free every month.
Right.
So
that's my
Texas,
so they have that Juneteenth crap because of Texas was the last, you know, state that they got to.
You realize Juneteenth wasn't a thing until Obama became president?
Well,
matter of fact, we didn't have...
Actually, Texas has been celebrating it for decades because...
No, I know.
It's the same thing. It was never a federal thing until Obama. Most people didn't even know
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we didn't know, and I don't care if they have it. I really don't.
Yeah.
But
they wanted to replace the 4th of July.
We didn't have...
They wanted to be the Black Independence Day.
Well, look, you can have a Black Independence Day. I don't really give a shit. Do I get a day off? Because if I don't get a day off, you can't have it. Just like you get... Hey, I'm sorry, but that's the way it works. If you want your own holiday, that's fine. But if it's federal, everybody gets a day off. Okay.
Yeah.
Which were the major Axis powers in World War II? Mexico, Austria, and Venezuela. The Soviet Union, France, and China. Germany, Italy, and Japan. Britain, Vietnam, and Spain.
Germany, Italy, and Japan.
Okay. Is that you guys' final answer?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? You are correct. World War II was mainly a clash of the Axis powers, Germany, Italy, Japan, and others against the Allies, Britain, France, and China, and the Soviet Union. World War II began when Adolf Hitler's armies invaded Poland in 1939. Hitler overran most of Europe, which left Britain and later the Soviet Union to fend for themselves. On December 7, 1941, after President Roosevelt declared aid to the Allies, Japan launched a surprise attack on the American base of Pearl Harbor. After that, the U.S. entered the war, taking the side of the Allies. Many sieges took place, like that of the Soviet Union and Stalingrad. Europe became involved after the D-Day invasion of June 6, 1944. Germany surrendered after Hitler committed suicide. Harry Truman, who replaced FDR after his death in 1945, made a decision that brought Japan to its knees. He used the newly invented atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now, what were you going to say?
Did you know that during both World War One and World War Two, I mean, not only Russia but China, we were allies with them. Even though we had different, you know, government structures and everything, we were still allies. And had trained, you know, cooler underlying beliefs. That's why we joined together against Germany, was the bad guy in both wars. And
did you know that China wasn't always communist?
Huh?
Yeah, China wasn't always communist.
Yeah, I know, during World War II, I think they were starting. But my point is, even though they had, you know, their culture, their core things, and definitely Russia, were different, we still had the same, you know, basic idea. That's why we were able to join together against Hitler, for example. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, and unfortunately, that's changed. So, Yeah. At any rate, yes, the Axis, I remember they're the bad guys. Allies of the good guys, Axis is the bad guys.
Okay. In 1836, there was a strong effort for Texan independence. The Mexican army attacked a group of Americans at a place in Texas, and most of the Americans were killed. What was the name of this battle? The Battle of Houston, Austin, the Alamo, or Dallas?
Alamo. Okay, so these questions aren't as hard as I thought they were going to be.
No, no, no. This is the easy one.
Oh.
It goes easy, average. This
is all stuff average. I learned in school. I guess my memory isn't as bad as I thought.
Oh, yeah. They got, there's all, this goes all the way up to very difficult on history questions. And then it has like seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade history, middle school, high school, college, you know, all the way up to very difficult on the questions. So, yeah, the Alamo was a mission or church in the middle of nowhere. The Mexican army was determined to defeat the Americans who had taken refuge there or who had come there to help defend this place. The Mexican army eventually attacked the Alamo, broke down the front gate, climbed the walls, and killed every American defender inside. This battle led to the battle cry, "Remember the Alamo." And later at the Battle of San Jacinto River, the Mexicans were driven from Texas. In San Antonio, I believe that's where the Alamo is at.
Yeah.
If not, they have a... Okay, yeah. It's not very big.
No.
The Alamo's not very big at all.
Nope.
It's pretty cool because when I was stationed there in San Antonio, they actually have reenactments on the weekend. And if you've ever been to downtown San Antonio, it's cool. They've got all kinds of museums and cool stuff in the Alamo. And now they've got it. It's free to go in, but it's packed. Oh, my God. So you got to go. I would go early in the morning. Huh?
That weird noise. Is somebody outside? Sounds like crickets or something.
I don't know, but I got to go check on my dogs. They're too damn quiet. Sorry. Oh, there's one. Yeah, see, she comes in because the noisemaker's still outside. Little bastard. Fine, come stay outside, little butthole.
Yeah, my
she comes in when
he's looking for a new home for her, for their dog. He's a beautiful
My next door neighbor, her pit bull just had 7 puppies, and these are purebreds. And
aww.
I'm like, no. No, because the parents are over 100 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't mind if I didn't have a dog, if my son's dog was the only one. Okay. Abraham Zapruder, an innocent bystander of a historic event, became famous in 1963. Why? Okay. I have no idea
and
who
what
to do this. 1963.
63, okay.
Okay. He was the first reporter in the U.S. to interview the Beatles. He tackled a would-be assailant during Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. He was working in a field and narrowly missed being hit by a large meteor. He filmed the assassination of JFK.
What was his name again?
What? Abraham Zapruder, Zapruder. Now, wasn't Kennedy assassinated in 69?
No, he was assassinated in... Wait, which Kennedy? John Kennedy was assassinated in 63. Robert Kennedy was assassinated
in
69. Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh,
in
I
Texas.
Did not know. Well, yeah, yeah. I've watched there's two films you need to watch. Dark Legacy 1 and 2. Yeah, Dark Legacy 1 and 2. It's about JFK Jr. Or actually both JFK. But anywho, so I would say recognize the name, so it's probably the assassination of JFK. I mean, I could be wrong. It might be the Beatles, but I'm thinking JFK, because I do recognize the name. Lorna?
What?
What do you say?
What was the question?
Dear God, Lorna. Abraham Zapruder, an innocent bystander at a historic event, became famous in 1963. Why? He was the first person to report, to do an interview with the Beatles in the U.S. He tackled a would-be assailant during Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. He was working in a field and narrowly missed being hit by a large meteor, or he filmed the assassination of President JFK. For some reason, I think it's the meteor. I don't know why, because it has nothing to do with people.
I want to see the film thingy, the last one.
Oh, the assassination? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
No.
That's what it was.
Was it really?
He was born in the Ukraine in 1905, but immigrated to the U.S. with his parents in 1920, and he was working in Dallas when the president visited. His film of the assassination of Kennedy has been the clearest and most graphic video documented of the tragedy. Life Magazine purchased the rights of... Now, I've never seen that video. Here's the thing, Tim. Tim, when I was in high school, long time ago, I wanted to be a journalist. Back then, they had classes that you could take, for what you wanted to study, and that's why I said I knew him from somewhere. I saw the video. That's why I remember the name. See, I got.
Okay.
But see, here's the thing: Dark Legacy 1. Gotta go on YouTube, and Dark Legacy 1 is about JFK, and Dark Legacy 2 is about JFK Jr.
Yeah.
And when you watch Dark Legacy, you're gonna say, "Holy crap!" Yeah, I've seen parts of it. He's got so much information in that it's amazing. Okay. U.S. held the inauguration for its. Really, this is a stupid question. Who is the first black president of the United States?
Barack
Obama, Henry Herman, Joe Biden. And Barack Obama. They should have put Joe Obama. It was Joe Obama.
Barack Obama.
Well, that's what he said it first. Yeah, whatever. I don't think that many people even watched it.
First woman. Kamala Harris is not the first black American female to run for vice president.
No, she's not. And that's how stupid people are. Okay. In which city was the Declaration of Independence signed? Seattle, Boston, Philadelphia, or New York?
Philadelphia.
Seattle?
Or,
huh?
Don't know.
Philadelphia,
nothing.
The city of brotherly shove. The city of brotherly shove. Thomas Jefferson was the main author of the Declaration of Independence, and it was originally John Adams' idea. Yep. Who has the biggest signature?
John Henry, I thought.
John Hancock.
That's
why they say, put your John Hancock right here, and he made it the biggest signature. I don't know why this is not U.S. This is not even history. Who is Jerry Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld?
Oh,
comedian.
He's a comedian. Yeah. He actually, what the hell was it that he did? He's been around very long time. He's not a World War II general, that's for damn sure. No, he's not a scientist.
No. I don't know why they put that in history. That's a dumb
He's a very famous Jewish comedian. Although I think he died. He's still alive.
No, the old man.
I'm assuming that they're talking about the father, not the son.
No. That was the son.
Okay.
What the hell?
Why are they talking about the son?
I have no freaking clue. That's what I was saying. During World War II, the Nazis rounded up and killed millions of Jews and other people considered undesirable. What do we call this crime today? I mean, Lorna, you should
have an idiot for a president.
No, it's the Holocaust, the Nazi atrocity, Hitler's greatest crime, or the German killings.
Oh, the Holocaust. I misunderstood.
Yeah,
the Holocaust.
Yeah. But by the way, did you know that there are some middle school students who say the Holocaust was not real?
Yes, I know. And because they didn't really kill that many people, and that it was the Jews' own. Don't get me started.
Even before the U.S. entered the war, a systematic roundup of Jews was occurring in Germany and German-occupied territory. In some cases, especially the Soviet Union, they were shot in open-air massacres at the Babi Yar. Those in other countries were sent to extermination camps. In about 6 million Jews were killed. That's just Jews. That's not counting the Gypsies, the Christians, and others.
The disabled?
Yeah. When General Eisenhower was being driven to inspect... Listen, when General Eisenhower was being driven to inspect one of the camps, he could detect the odor over 2 miles away. Hitler's mother was a Jew.
Yes.
And that's why he hated his Jewish ancestry. That's why he did what he did.
He was evil.
Really? Why are they? This is not history, people. Jesus, Mary, I got to ask this stupid question. At Super Bowl 37 or whatever in 2004, which two artists performed at halftime leading to a nipple slip?
Janet Jackson.
They have Justin Timberlake. But I don't even know why they have that as a question, because that's not history. Who gives a shit? That's a stupid question.
Janet Jackson in it?
That's true. This teacher tragically perished in the explosion of the Challenger space shuttle. What was her name? Zoe McCauley, Jane Thomas, Krista McAuliffe, or Christy Quinn?
One of the last two. I think it's the not Christy Quinn, McAuliffe. Krista McAuliffe, I think.
Yeah, Christy McAuliffe. I watched it when it exploded.
Yeah, so did I.
And here's the thing. They're saying it never did explode. I don't know. I watched it. Take off.
Yeah, well, they also say we didn't land on the moon, but my dad had built that ship. My dad worked on that Apollo. You know, I'm sorry. I don't know anymore. It's hard.
Krista McAuliffe's interest in the U.S. space program developed at an early age, inspired by the Mercury space program and the Apollo moon landing. She began her teaching career in 1970 at 22. Teacher and Space Project was launched by NASA with the encouragement of Ronald Reagan. Upon hearing about the program, Krista immediately applied, one of 11,000 teachers to do so. She was chosen to be a part of the crew, Challenger, and she was to give a lesson on space travel while aboard the shuttle, but it exploded 73 seconds after takeoff.
Yeah, that's a shame. Here, you want to hear something interesting? An interesting side bit? Guess what? William Shatner, Captain James T. Kirk, at the age of 90, went into space today.
What?
Yes. Jeff Bezos gave him a free ticket on the space rock, on the rocket that he sent up today. So Captain Kirk went into space for, he was only up there for 10 minutes, but he got to go into space and look out onto the planet Earth.
That's cool.
Yeah.
In 1973, Eli Whitney patented an invention that would change American agriculture. What did he invent?
What?
The spread planter. 1793. My bad. I thought I said 1973. 1793. I became dyslexic. 1793. Eli Whitney made an invention. The spread planter, the thresher, the cotton gin, or the metal plow.
The cotton gin.
Yep. The cotton gin allowed an operator to separate the cotton fiber from the seeds on a large scale. This invention allowed large-scale production of cotton in the southern state. Let me tell you something. Picking cotton sucked. I picked cotton. I was my teenager when I lived in Georgia. Oh, my God. Yes, they had the machines to pick the cotton, but I actually went out there and I helped my neighbor. Nope. That shit sucked.
Yeah, I did that. I've also done tobacco, strawberries, blueberries, Growing up in a farming community and having a mom that worked with migrant farm workers, I got to do all that crap. I have a very high respect for farm workers.
What war did the U.S. enter on April 6, 1917? Vietnam War, World War II, World War I, or the Korean War?
World War I.
We're going to jump in anytime.
Early
in 1917, Germany resumed. Bobby's probably napping.
He is.
And he leaves the lady to take care of business, right? Typical man.
Nope, I'm not napping.
In 1917, Germany resumed.
Lorna's the one in bed at 8 o'clock every night.
I have my light on, and Ralph won't come in with me, so I'm awake.
Yeah, because he's out here with me, because it's man time.
Yeah, he's a little asshole.
Who?
He's going to the dump.
Who?
He's going to dog pound.
Who was Franklin Roosevelt's wife? Sally, Phoebe, Eleanor, or Madonna?
Eleanor.
What kind of question is that? Lorna answered one.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, we're doing this American history by decade. And right now we're in, this was the 1790s. I guess it just kind of does, this is doing, it's just randomly picking questions. But you could actually go to a sub thing and do specific questions. I thought we would do something different because I thought it was kind of cool. And, you know, you get
it's kind of fun seeing how much stuff I remember.
But here's the other thing. It's how much useless knowledge. It's not useless knowledge. It's really not. It's history. So,
no.
In July of 1794, a group of Western Pennsylvania farmers took up arms to protest a tax that had been imposed on one of their products. What was the name of this insurrection? Get it, guys? Insurrection. This is what it really is.
Yes.
The Whiskey Rebellion, the Wheat Insurgency, the Corn Uprising, and the Pork Defiance.
Say, what year?
1794.
Corn? I think it was the Corn Uprising.
You get corn in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. We'll
we don't have
that.
Whiskey.
Nope. It was the Whiskey Rebellion.
No way. The Whiskey
Rebellion
in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
500 farmers attack the home of a tax collector, John Neville, or Neville, and an army was sent by George Washington to suppress the rebellion. Whiskey was the first domestic product taxed by the new federal government, and the farmers believed that the only local authorities had the power to tax them. Maybe we need to remember this shit.
Yeah, I remember learning about it now, but I wasn't thinking Pennsylvania because the Whiskey Rebellion, I remember reading about it, but I guess I got the state wrong. I thought it was one of the states that actually makes whiskey.
Okay. I think what it was is that's why he said about the corn.
Right.
America's hopes and the revolution got a big boost in July of 1780 when Marshal Rochambeau landed in Newport, Rhode Island with 7,000 troops sent from which country? Spain, Germany, France, or Martinique? I'm going to go with France for the
what year?
1480.
So that
wasn't it the French?
That was 1780. That was a revolution?
Yeah.
Or the French and Indian War. Wait.
No, no. Was it the revolution?
That was still the revolution. So yeah, I'll go with France. Or the pirates from Martinique.
I'm going to say it was France. Don't forget the movie, the one was not Braveheart, but the other one. Crap. You know what I'm talking about. Damn.
The
I am drawing a blank
with
on
Mel
his name.
Gibson?
Yes,
the Patriot
Mel Gibson. The Patriot, yeah, Viva La France, and they finally showed up, yeah.
Right.
Rochambeau force was the first significant detachment of troops from France. During the war, Rochambeau would command more soldiers than George Washington.
Wow. That's impressive.
This is eighth grade history. Okay, guys. Eighth grade history. Are you smarter than an eighth grader? In 1803, President Thomas Jefferson bought a large amount of land from the French. What was this event called? Jefferson's deal, the Louisiana Purchase, the French Affair, the Pacific Discovery.
Oh, the Louisiana Purchase. Louisiana Purchase.
Woo-hoo, we're right. We're smarter than an eighth grader. Jefferson purchased.
I don't know about the eighth graders from the 1800s, but definitely the ones from today.
Yeah. Well, today's eighth graders, yes. Jefferson purchased about half of the western part of what is now the United States from the French for $15 million. The French also gave the United States the right to use the port of New Orleans.
Sorry, I just had the dog walk over the top of me.
Okay, Cochise and Geronimo were both leaders of which Native American tribe who fought against the United States at various times between 1849-1886? Ocomo Pueblo, Anasazi, Apache, or Arapaho?
Apache.
I'm thinking Apache or the Arapaho, one of the two. Let's go with Apache. Let's go with Apache. Woohoo, we're right.
Yeah, Mark, I don't think they're Arapaho. Aren't they in Canada?
I have no idea, but it just sounded familiar. That's all I know. The U.S. and the Apache fought in conflicts between 1849 and 1886, although some skirmishes occurred as late as 1924 in what is known as the Apache Wars. The battles were mainly over American expansionism into Western and Native lands, including lands that once belonged to Mexico. Cochise led his people during the Battle of the Apache Pass. During what was supposed to be a peaceful meeting between the Americans and the Apaches, following the battle. American General James Carleton captured the Apache leader Manja Colorado, Cochise's father-in-law. This led to Cochise leading various raids on American camps and settlers. Geronimo was one of the Apache leaders who carried out many of the raids on both Americans and Mexicans. He was captured and escaped American custody only a few times in his life. He was sent to various reservations as a POW. By the time he died in 1909, Geronimo was something of a celebrity among the American people and often made public appearances at such events as the 1904 World's Fair. Geronimo was very famous.
He was an interesting character.
Yeah. Okay, who clashed in a conflict known as the Cold War? Korea and Vietnam, Poland and El Salvador? Yeah, sure. That's a
Russia
good one.
Russia and America.
Chile and Grenada and U.S. and the Soviet. Yes, it's the U.S. and the Soviet. I was going to say Poland and El Salvador. Oh, yeah, I could see that one. For 46
Come on,
years
James
ago.
Bond. Anybody that knows James Bond knows Russia and America.
Yeah,
whatever.
For 46 years, the conflict between the U.S. and the Soviet Union was known as the Cold War. After the beginning of the Korean War, Truman demanded that the United Nations force stop North Korea from invading South Korea. However, a Soviet-backed government ruled North Korea. The conflicts between the U.S. and the Soviet Union continued to unfold and get worse. And then the Korean War began. Americans feared that communists were working inside the U.S. to ease the worries. Truman ordered the loyalty checks to everyone who worked in the government and gave Congress permission to carry out investigations. Korea,
See, now,
Vietnam, Chile.
I didn't know it was because
Chile,
of Korea.
Grenada, El Salvador, Somalia, Nicaragua, Cuba, Iraq, Iran, Hungary, Greece, Malaysia, Czechoslovakia, Afghanistan, Poland, and many others were hot spots for the Cold War. That I did not know.
No, I didn't.
No, but see, don't forget Pearl Harbor. Look at all the Japanese who lived in America that got treated like shit. So
I remember learning that during World War II, all Japanese Americans were put in internment camps except those that joined the military. Because we did have Japanese Americans in our military. And supposedly, it was actually supposedly for their safety as well as the concern over spies and stuff, because they were concerned that other Americans would take out their Japanese, you know what I mean? The fact that they were Japanese.
But also, look, during Vietnam, a lot of Asians got hate. There is a difference between Koreans, the Japanese, Chinese.
Yes, of course.
I mean, every group has their own look and the way they sound. So,
but unfortunately, a lot of American
people,
like all black people look alike to white people. All white people look alike to black people. All Asians look alike to black and white people. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
It is because a lot of them do. They have that
joke with the eyes about, you know, you stretch them out to the side and then up and down in order, you know, Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese.
There's a comedian, I think is it Joe Coy, who talks about the different Asian voices,
right.
How the Japanese, it sounds like it's from the diaphragm, and it's that,
right.
You know, and then the Korean, it sounds like they're on crack, and they
right,
talk,
so, yeah.
And all Korean, I'm sorry, but all Korean women, I don't care if they're 10 years old or 90 years old, they all speak with the same high pitch, they just, well, but yeah, I know, it's funny. Who was the first president of the United States? I'm not even going to give you your name because you know who it is. That was an easy question. That was a gimme. I know that's why I didn't give you any answers. Do you want to know something? I am willing to bet dimes to dollars that if you were to go out on the street and ask young people that, they wouldn't know.
Oh, I know. They don't. They think Hitler's still alive.
Yeah, I know.
But he didn't commit suicide, but that's neither here nor there. What new killer illness, this is a history hodgepodge, what new killer illness was identified during the 80s? AIDS, pneumonia, lung cancer, or smallpox?
AIDS. Messed up my lung.
And there's something that I learned about HIV and AIDS. It came out when Reagan was president. Huh?
It was created by Fauci and during gain-of-function research?
I don't know, but I know it was considered a gay man's disease when it first came out.
No, I know.
It was first identified by physicians in the 70s. The name AIDS was adopted in 82. By 1998, 33.4 million people worldwide are living with AIDS, and 13.9 million died of it. Here's the thing. It starts out as HIV. Then it turns into AIDS.
Yep.
You don't die from AIDS. That's not what you die from. You die from
pneumonia,
AIDS acquired pneumonia. It's either pneumonia or kidney failure or liver failure. It's usually what they die from, but you don't die from the actual disease. I think cancer, honest to God, cancer is the only disease. Well, no, because there's Hodgkin's is cancer. Like all your cancers, you actually die from the actual disease. ALS, you die from the disease. But, yeah. It's one of those things where you don't die from the disease.
Right.
Okay.
No, you're not. It's cause and effect.
What was the Dust Bowl? This
is
middle school history. The Dust Bowl. A football stadium in Dallas, Texas that was destroyed by fire. A kitchen item invented in 1928. An area of the United States in the Great Plains where a severe drought during the Great Depression caused farmers to lose topsoil on their farms. A place outside of Washington, D.C., where automobiles race. Now, before you answer this question, think about the answers. What was the longest answer?
It was so long, I don't remember.
That's the whole thing. Usually, this is what I learned in the medical field. Usually, the longest answer is the rightest, and I say rightest because there's always more than one correct answer in nursing. Like I'm saying, this used to piss me off. I'm like, but there's four right answers, and my instructor said, which is the rightest one? I'm like, that's right. And she said, and that's where I learned the rightest one from. So there's always more than one correct answer, or if it's all of the above, or the longest answer, which would be an area of the United States in the Great Plains where severe drought and the Great Depression caused farmers to lose the topsoil in the farms. I highly doubt it was a kitchen utensil. And yes, I was correct. It is the longest answer. The Dust Bowl was in the mid-United States where during the Great Depression of the 30s, hardly any rain fell, causing the soil to turn to dust and sand. Much of the area had been over-farmed, harming the soil. Many farmers deserted their farms, and an incredible dust storm swept across the Great Plains during this time.
Well, yeah, it was Kansas. A lot of Kansas was like that, was part of that, wasn't it?
It's in the mid, yeah, so I would say Kansas. And President Nixon do for America in 1974. Not a damn thing.
Got us out of Vietnam.
He resigned. He got divorced. He got married. Or he sang. I'm going to go for he resigned.
He resigned.
For $1,000. Yeah. Who cares?
Oh, that's right. Vietnam, he got us out in 72. I'm sorry. He resigned.
Yeah, he was a joke. So was Jimmy Carter. But Joe Biden is taking the cake.
We'll have to agree to disagree on that. I think that
I mean, he wasn't, may not have been the greatest of presidents, but I think he did more for America than people give him credit for. I'm not saying
who, Jimmy Carter?
No, Nixon. Oh, well, you know. Okay, what was the name of the rock, according to legend, where a group of religious pilgrims first set foot on what is now known as Massachusetts in 1620?
Plymouth Rock?
Little? Huh?
No, I'll let you, I yelled it out first, but I'll wait for you to give the choices.
Plymouth Rock, Little Rock, Rolling Rock, or Granite Rock? And let me tell you something, one of them's a beer.
Yeah.
one of them is in Arkansas. The other one's in Arkansas. It is Plymouth Rock. I found by doing my ancestry that two of my grandfathers, one of them was the captain of the Mayflower.
Cool.
And another, yeah, and then the other one was something else that had to do with the Mayflower. That's why I love going on Ancestry.com and learning my history. I've learned, like, there's some amazing shit that I've learned. I'm like, wow. Some colorful history now, mind you. I've got 23 generations back on one family line, on one part.
Wow.
I know I could go farther back, but I'm like, I got tired, and I'm like, no, my brain hurts. I'm trying to write it down so I can actually have it. But yeah, I've got family that goes in pretty much every war. A majority of them are in the Revolutionary War. A shit ton were in the Revolutionary War. The French and Indian War. King, whatever, not King George. King somebody. Quite a few. So although the much tradition is based on the Plymouth Rock landing, it probably didn't happen. As a travel writer, Bill Bryson said, the one thing the pilgrims certainly did not do was step ashore on Plymouth Rock, quite apart from the consideration that it may have stood well above the high water mark in 1620. No prudent mariner would try to bring a ship alongside a boulder on a heaving December sea when sheltered inlet beckoned by the from nearby. The location was first identified by a 94-year-old Thomas Fonts in 1741, 121 years after the event. The romance of the rock has led to many myths and adoration of the spot. However, no written records have ever been found prior to Fonts' oral testimony.
Really?
Maybe it was near Plymouth Rock, and they just used that as a generalized spot, like Mount Rushmore. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's how you identify with, you know, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner? Ben Matlock, John Thompson, Francis Scott Key, or Perry Mason?
Francis Scott Key.
I swear to God, if anybody said Perry Mason, I was going to slap the shit out of you through the phone.
I was going to say that just because.
Francis Scott Key was originally a blacksmith. He was originally a blacksmith from the small Maryland town of Weedsboro. He was born in 1780 and died in 1832. And by the way, before anybody utters any crap about the damn national anthem, the last verse, nobody sings it, and it was mistaken for what he was talking about. I digress. They say that's why they say our national anthem is racist, and it was talking about the black slaves who were freed, and they gave their life or something, and he was talking, and I got put in fascist jail for this. They said there's no proof. He was on the ship. And let's say when he's talking about the rocket's red glare and all that cool shit.
Right.
But he was talking about the black slaves and how they were treated is what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about killing them, but they're stupid and nobody sings it. We always sing the first verse anyway.
Right.
But I digress.
Oh, yeah.
Which
of
these presidents?
About that.
Which president shares a name with an automobile manufacturer? Calvin Coolidge, John Quincy Adams, Kim Smith, Gerald Ford. Where the fuck is Kim Smith? And who? She is not the president of what country? I don't know. Yes, Gerald Ford is the only president that was not. What? Gerald Ford is the only president that was not elected into office. He was often noted for being clumsy. Huh.
Oh, Ford, yes, because, yes, when Nixon resigned, Ford took over.
Oh,
because
well, no shit. If your vice president takes over and do shit, you weren't elected as president.
Correct.
In 1849, some people were swept up in the excitement of what is called the gold rush. In what state was gold found? Arizona, Wyoming, Texas, or California?
California.
Lorna?
Yes.
You want to guess?
I'm going to have to go with Cali, too.
Okay. I was going to say, I know it's not Wyoming. In 1848, Joseph Marshall found some pieces of gold in a stream on the property of a man named Joseph. No one could keep a secret. And by 1849, people were leaving their jobs and homes in the East and traveling to California in hopes of finding some gold. Some estimates that over 300 people came to California, and they were given the name the 49ers. Wow. Benjamin Franklin did more than discover electricity. What else was he? An inventor, a statesman, all of these, or a printer?
He started out as a printer, but he was all of those things.
All of the above. Now, I'm not saying I'm right. But yes, he was. He was all of them. He was one of the best-known founding fathers of the United States. He was a leading author, politician, printer, scientist, philosopher, publisher, inventor, civic activist, and diplomat.
He was also a womanizer.
Well, you know, we don't really, you know.
Wasn't there, don't know.
Okay. Here is ninth grade. Ooh, we're getting harder. Ninth grade U.S. history. What happened on Ellis Island? On this island, the British were defeated by a force led by George Washington. It was the site of an airplane crash in 1960 where over 200 people were killed. It was the island near New York where immigrants were processed for entry into the U.S. Abraham Ellis built a mansion there to escape the heat of the city.
My grandma and granddad came in through Ellis Island.
Yes. Statue of Liberty. Right? I know that's where Ellis Island is.
You've never been.
Abraham Ellis. Abraham Ellis built a mansion to get away from the heat. Immigrants arriving from Europe by ship would first stop at Ellis Island, which is in New York Harbor. They would be inspected for diseases, and some were asked about their reason for coming to the United States. Ellis Island was named after a man who kept a tavern and a small hotel there in the 1700s. Strangely, Ellis Island is partially in New York, and a larger part is the property in the state of New Jersey.
Yep. And I'll tell you something else. They had crappy bureaucrats there that couldn't spell people's names. Or, you know, so many people.
Shit.
Yeah, because they couldn't speak English clearly. So, like, my grandmom's name is Maria, but in Italian, like the French, it's not pronounced Maria. So she wound up being Mary, M-A-R-Y.
That's like the joke. That's the joke of how Tony came about, the name Tony. On his paperwork, it said to New York. Tony, that's your name.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. But that's a joke about that. My family came from a lot of, pretty much all my family came from Europe. And the Quackenbushes, of all names, they all live in Schenectady, New York. And then there's a lot of other of my families and a lot of the Irish that came in. And yeah, they jacked up your names. It was friggin' funny though, all the misspellings. And I while doing my ancestry, and your name could go from one spelling to the next. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
That's all it is. And something that I did find out: one of my seventh and ninth great grandmother's names were Freelove.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, what in the freaking tree-hugging hippie shit is that? I'm like, come on. A couple hundred years ago, and here's the thing. This is what led me to this. When my 10th great-grandmother came from Ireland to name your firstborn child after the name of the ship that you came in on, and the name of the ship was Freelove. So she named her daughter
really?
Freelove. Yeah.
Weird.
And then she had a child, okay? And then her daughter went ahead and named her daughter Freelove after her mother. I'm like, I'm telling you, it's funny.
It's
weird. Go look. Go. I'm telling you, you were going to kick out of doing your family history.
Think about it.
I get a laugh out of the name.
People were named for where they lived, or, you know, if they were a serf, you know, they were named for their lord or what they did. A lot of people didn't have last names. It was like John of whatever valley or Joe.
Yeah,
of
it did by your occupation. It did by your occupation or the town you lived. But guess what? But guess what? One of my grandparents, their last name was Hooker. I don't think they had hookers back then, unless it was like hooker as in they made like hooks and
yeah,
shit.
No,
I hope not.
Yeah, no, I would have been for something else. But still, it's kind of cool. Like you said, it's really interesting, you know, history and with regards to people and names. So what's next?
We have, let's see, we are done with all of that. That's the hodgepodge. Woo! Okay, here they got history then and now. Oh, wait a minute. Well, no, I can't do that because there's no questions. That's answers. Hold on. Let me go back to the thing. I have to go back to the very beginning. History quizzes. I don't mind doing this. I think it's pretty cool doing just something different. And it's still along the lines of, hey, it's history.
Yeah, no,
okay.
It's nice to see. Seriously, it's nice to see how much we remember.
Okay, so this is a subtitle. This is what they have. African, Asian, European, Latin America, Oceania. We did U.S. history. Canadian, ancient history, prehistory, famous dates, nostalgia, world war history, world history, 20th and 21st century, specialized in a mixed bag of, hey, let's go with a mixed bag of everything. Okay. So, yeah, see, they have easy, difficult, average, very easy, tough, difficult. No, this is just on you can do. Okay, probably the best known sword of legend, this weapon was used by King Arthur himself. Now, before you say anything, the singing sword, Glacius, Excalibur, or Light Arc?
Excalibur. That was easy.
But here's the thing. It was also in the Disney movies, The Singing Sword.
No, wait, are we talking Disney or reality?
No, reality. But that's why they put that in there. Yeah, that's why they also did. So there are a number of legends about how Arthur acquired his sword. The two most common, it was pulled from a stone or was given to Arthur by the Lady of the Lake. In Welsh legend, the sword is also known as, yeah, I ain't pronouncing that shit because it's Welsh. It's Caledwlch.
I'm not even trying to pronounce that.
Okay. In Ireland, when you all your street signs, it's written in English and in Gaelic.
Nice.
Yeah. I have no idea what I'm like. What the? Yeah. Lover of two Roman conquerors murdered two siblings, snake bite. What? Oh, this is the three clue history quiz. Lover of two Roman conquerors murdered two siblings and a snake bite.
Cleopatra.
Yeah, I was going to say because Messalina, Agrippina the Younger, Boudica, and Cleopatra. Okay. Cleopatra did everything she could to hold on to power, but once she ranged herself with Mark Antony against Octavian, later Augustus, she was doomed. Rather than submit to being paraded through Rome streets, she supposedly reached into an asp-filled basket of figs and died of their poison. Dumbass. Boudica was a fierce British queen who battled the Romans successfully for a short time, but her people were eventually massacred by them. And Agrippina and Messalina were Roman empresses. So they give you the answer to all of that. Okay. Who gave the I Have a Dream speech in Washington? I'm not telling you the answers. You pick it out.
Martin Luther King. Anybody that doesn't know that definitely is an issue.
I don't know who Thurgood Marshall is. I've heard of his name, but I don't know who he is.
He was a judge. He was one of the first black Supreme Court judges. He died not too long ago. Thurgood Marshall. They made a movie about him. Very good movie.
Oh. Yeah, Martin Luther King was well-known for a civil rights activist and preacher in America, and he gave his speech in Washington in 1963. Okay. Our time machine now brings us to the 70s on a TV where we see Walter covering the Watergate scandal. The Watergate scandal caused which president to resign? Reagan,
Nixon.
Obama, Nixon, or Carter?
Nixon.
It's funny how they put Obama's name on there.
Yeah. Lauren,
I don't know why. To the Democratic suite in the Watergate Hotel complex in order to help Nixon win the 72 presidential election. They were looking for Democratic secrets. Nixon was forced to resign when it revealed he was involved in attempts to cover up the break-in.
Yeah, he wasn't responsible for what they did. He was responsible for covering it up, trying to cover it up, dumbass.
Oh, yeah. American frontiersman Davy Crockett died at which location? Gettysburg, the Alamo, the Grand Canyon, or Niagara Falls?
Alamo.
All right, we're going to go to Alamo for $100. Davy Crockett died at the Alamo during the Texas Revolution. The story is that he died heroically. However, rumors soon spread that Crockett had actually surrendered the Alamo and died via execution rather than in battle. Prior to fighting at the Alamo, he served in the U.S. House and Senate representing Tennessee. Crockett is well known for his coonskin cap. However, while he is known to wear one, coonskin caps were not popularly associated with Crockett until Disney's Davy Crockett miniseries premiered in the 50s.
Wait. He surrendered? I never heard that. Where did I get that from?
History.
Who said that? Must be some new left this shit?
I don't know. But it's fine. I'll look it up later and see.
I never heard that. I mean, I guess anything's possible, but I highly doubt it.
Okay. On the night of April 14th, 1865, while watching a play at Ford Theater, which U.S. president was shot and killed?
Lincoln.
Do you know the odd things about Lincoln and Kennedy?
I've seen some really odd videos in some
hold
of
on.
My.
Oh no! Hold on a second. Let me. I looked it up once. Hold on. Lincoln. It's pretty. It is. It's like wow. They're odd parallels. Okay, between the two of them. Hopefully this is the right one. Okay. Both presidents were shot in the back of the head. Hey, listen here. I don't care about... On the Friday before a major holiday, while seated beside their wives, neither of whom were injured. Both were in the presence of another couple. And in each case, the man was also wounded by the assassin. After both assassinations, there were loud and insistent claims that the fatal shot must have come from a different direction. Each president in his 30s married a socially prominent 24-year-old girl who spoke French fluently. While in the White House, each president had a family of three. Both lost a child through death. Both Lincoln and Kennedy were second children. Both had been boat captains. I didn't know all that. Both were related
had
to a U.S. senator. Huh?
Both had been what?
They were both second children.
No, and then after that.
Oh, both were boat captains.
What?
I didn't know. Both were related.
Spell that word. I'm not hearing it right. I'm hearing protester.
Oh. Both were related to a U.S. senator, attorney general, ambassador to Great Britain, and the mayor of Boston. Each had been elected to Congress in the year 47 and were vice presidential runners-up in the year 56. Each was elected to president in 60. Before each was elected, a sister died. Both had a friend named Billy Graham, and never knew Adlai Stevenson. I have no idea who that is. President Kennedy had a secretary named Mrs. Lincoln, and President Lincoln had a secretary named John Kennedy. The names Lincoln and Kennedy each contained 7 letters. Oh, wait, this is really weird. Both were succeeded by vice presidents named Johnson, Andrew born in 1808, and Lyndon in 1908, both of which have 13 letters in their names, and they both have 2 daughters. Both assassins have 15 letters in their names. Booth shot Lincoln in the theater and fled to a warehouse. Oswald shot Kennedy from a warehouse and fled to a theater. Both assassins were in their... both assassins were in their turn assassinated by shooters who used Colt revolver and fired only 1 fatal shot. There are many other coincidences, but does any of this prove any connection whatsoever between the two murderers? No. It just exemplifies a minor mystery and irony that surrounds any great public tragedy. But true believers see gathering unanswered questions in the end itself, believing something. That's some weird shit. All of
it. Yeah, it's definitely weird. I mean, I don't know if it means anything, though.
Oh, no, it don't mean anything. Oh, here's something else. Lincoln was the 16th president. His successor was the 17th president. If you count from Johnson to Kennedy, he is the 17th president after the assassination of Lincoln. And his successor was Johnson was the 18th. Wow, that's really weird.
That's definitely some weird ass shit. I don't deny that.
Yeah. Some of these people are reading it and said Bruce didn't flee to a warehouse. Yeah, he did. Oh, and both secretaries warned them not to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let me get back to... So, only 5 days after the ending of the American Civil War, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, but the plan to kidnap or kill him had been only in the works for weeks. Acclaimed actor John Wilkes Booth wanted to overthrow the U.S. government and into disarray and planned to kill Lincoln. Andrew Johnson and William H. Seward, Booth knew that Lincoln was attending the production of Our American Cousin in a private box, which he then snuck into and killed him, and then shouted, "Sic Semper Tyrannis," from the stage and was on the run. Yeah.
Some people say that Lincoln, he knew what was going to happen, whatever, and he went anyway. I mean, I've heard a lot of weird things, but
yeah. Okay, now we're going to just a time after World War II. Walter covering the Nuremberg trials. The Nuremberg trials were trials against leaders of what country? After World War II, Germany, Japan, Croatia, or Italy. Yeah, it's in Nuremberg, Germany, and that's why it's called the Nuremberg Code. It's because of that. That's where they got the Nuremberg Code from. Yeah, see, the Allies of World War II put the Nazi leaders on trial for crimes against humanity, and they're called the Nuremberg Trials because they were held in Nuremberg, Germany. All right. Historical people versus villains. Let's start off with easy. This man is commonly thought of as one of the most evil people in history. He was responsible for World War II and the Holocaust.
Hitler.
Yeah. There was Hermann Göring, Hitler, Rommel, and Eva Braun. Eva Braun was his girlfriend.
Yeah. Rommel was pretty close, but I'd go with Hitler.
Yeah. Hitler is commonly considered one of the most despicable men in history. He was responsible for a myriad of deaths and is regarded by many as the true face of evil. Hitler's reign in Germany was a reign of terror and has become an icon of evil. Did you know there was this? I heard this. It was a video. It was during, I forgot what war it was. It was way back. And a soldier had another soldier in sights, but he couldn't see who it was. It was actually Adolf Hitler when Hitler was younger, when he first got into the military. And this guy could have shot him and avoided massive atrocities in the world. But he didn't know.
No, he didn't.
Which country has never been communist? Cuba, Vietnam, Russia, or Britain?
Britain.
Yeah, communism coming to a theater near you.
Right. Yeah, they're about to be communists, but they haven't.
Well, here's the thing. Britain has never been communist, but it's been a capitalist country. The Attlee government of 1945 to 51 did, however, create an extensive welfare state and took some leading industries, especially the railways,
yeah,
coal mining, steel.
Socialism. Yeah.
Huh?
I said, yeah, but that's considered more socialism than communism.
Well, not now. Margaret Thatcher changed it. So, beginning in 1988, this man led a group that is most known for a September 11th attack. Osama, Abdullah, Azam, Ramzi, Yosef, Ayman al-Zahardi, Zahardi, whatever the hell his name is, I'm sorry.
Bin Laden.
We still got some time. Oh, okay, this is a harder, the harder three clues history quiz. Non-battlefield struggle. Okay, non-battlefield struggle between the years of 1946 and 1990. Two nations make the world tremble. Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall. Who were the nations, and what was the struggle called? France and Great Britain and the 44-year war.
Uh-huh.
Russia, the Great Britain, the War of Attrition. Russia and the U.S., the Cold War. U.S. and Saudi Arabia, the Great Jihad.
Well, Russia and the United States, the Soviet Union, United States, the Cold War, and Reagan told Gorbachev to tear down that.
I watched when they tore down the wall. It was pretty cool.
So did I. It was.
It was
cool.
Awesome. Who was Genghis Khan? Who was Genghis Khan? The Mongol founder of the largest Eurasian empire in history. Egyptian pharaoh who was very extravagant. A Roman emperor who supported the persecution of monotheists. And a great actor who won an Oscar in 1933. Boy, the answer get dumber and dumber.
He's a Mongol. He was a Mongol.
Yeah, the Mongol.
Do you know he was one of the only ones that almost conquered Rome?
Do what?
I saw a documentary on it. I used to watch a show called, like, Ancient, Miracles, Ancient This, Ancient That, Impossible stuff, and they said that Genghis Khan, actually almost conquered Rome. And they went into why he came so close to it. It was really kind of interesting. He was, he was definitely when you consider what people say about him, he was actually a very good strategic statistician. He was a good warrior. I mean, that's what he was.
Okay, here's another. This is the harder three clues quiz history. National Guard action on a northern Ohio campus, 4 dead, 9 injured. What controversial happening took place on May 4th, 1970? Watergate, the first Earth Day, Kent State Massacre, or My Lai Massacre?
Kent State, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is the Kent State. I know it's not Watergate. The Kent State Massacre was a culmination of 4 days of demonstrations and turmoil over U.S. involvement in the Vietnam and Cambodia wars. During rioting, Ohio's National Guard were called to keep the order on May 4th. Guardsmen began shooting live rounds into the crowd of student protesters who had earlier thrown rocks at the guardsmen. 4 students were killed by their bullets. Now, you know what? Honestly, that shit needs to start happening now with Antifa and the BLM. Sorry, just my 2 cents worth.
I remember that. I mean, I was only 6. I don't remember the event per se, but I remember my mom's behavior. You know, I remember the adults and what was going on when that happened and the news and stuff. The 6-year-old, you don't really pay attention to that, to the news, but you do, but there were things that were happening around me that I remember. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I know. Okay, on the night of April 18th, 1775, which American patriot rode his horse from Boston to Concord to warn the British troops coming to imprison the rebellion leaders? Samuel
Paul
Adams,
Revere.
George Washington, John Hancock, or Paul Revere?
Paul Revere.
You know what it was?
Yeah.
Or do you remember?
British.
I know.
Revere.
1 if by land, 2 if by sea.
Oh,
yeah. And I kid you not, one of my college professors asked these 2 questions. What color was Paul Revere's white horse? Do you know how many students got that wrong?
What? How the hell do you get that wrong? It was white.
Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant, no?
You would think.
Yeah.
Jesse Waters? Jesse Waters? You know him from the from Fox? When he had his water show and he would go out and ask random. Yeah, kids got that wrong. I say kids. I mean, you know. Liberal.
I got one for you, Kim. You know who Mark Dice is?
Who?
Mark Dice. He's a comedian, pundit, whatever they're called.
I know. Andrew
okay,
Dice
well,
Clay.
No. Mark Dice. You've got to check him out on YouTube. So today he aired a bit. He was going around offering people either a 100-ounce bar of silver, a 100-ounce silver bar, or a Hershey's chocolate bar. Nobody would take the silver. They either said no thank you or took the chocolate.
Wow.
Right?
I know. Okay.
And he's also been going around getting people to sign sign petitions to arrest people. It's really funny. But at any rate, let's go back to the history lesson.
Alexander Fleming made a mistake when he left a Petri dish open overnight. However, that mistake led to the discovery of what? Viagra, opium, tetracycline, or penicillin?
Penicillin.
Yeah. Well, it could be tetracycline, but it is
penicillin. Well, it could be, I guess.
Fleming noted that the blue-green mold left on the dish was able to kill the bacteria around it. When the discovery was made in 1928, Fleming was experimenting with the influenza virus at St. Mary's Hospital in London. Penicillin was used during the Second World War, limiting the deaths and amputations of soldiers. The use led to the mass production of this antibiotic, now the most commonly one used in the world. And anytime I got green mold growing, I'm like, oh, look, penicillin. Oh, wow. Okay. After this very sour grape had lost a huge war involving all the world's major powers, he committed suicide before he could be punished for killing millions. Hitler, Genghis Khan, Napoleon Bonaparte, or Nero?
Well, if you believe Hitler killed himself, I guess it would be him because he killed millions. But I don't
you
know.
You know,
I don't
Hitler
think...
is it, it. I think it's Hitler, but the thing is, and it is Hitler, but Hitler is not. Hold on a second, because my son was telling me that because he was going to be a history teacher. Hold on a second. Hitler's not the one who's killed the most people.
Yeah, I agree, because he may have been, and also, too, how do you define, you know, killing people? He didn't actually kill anybody.
Genocide. Oh, no, that's not what they're talking about. So, Kim Sung II is responsible for the death of at least 1.6 million political opponents. And civilians through starvation. He was a leader of North Korea since its founding in 1948. He died in 1994. It resulted in 2.5 million wounded and dead civilians. Number nine was Ismail Enver Pasha. He was responsible for the Armenian genocide, which killed 800,000. 2 million people. That's not who he was talking about. I'm trying to find out. Lenin killed 7 to 12 million people. It was one of the worst wars in Europe had ever seen. The Red Army was victorious, and Lenin went on to start the Soviet Union. Hideki Tojo, I think. he killed over a five million Japanese during World War II.
Wow.
He also killed millions of civilians in China. But there's one guy I'm trying to think of, Hirohito. Let's see. He killed 6 million people. Nanjing Massacre in Nanjing. Japanese troops raped and murdered massive numbers of Chinese civilians. It was a 6-week-long massacre of more than 300,000 people. Okay, hold on a second. Chiang Kai-shek killed over 10 million people. He committed 228 massacres in his 18-year rule. He was the leader of the KMT, a nationalist party. Sheikh put on a northern expedition and managed to reunify the most of China under him. So, yeah, he killed King Leopold II. He enslaved 8 million Congolese and killed thousands. The way he killed was incredibly brutal, leading them to death and torturing. He killed about 15 million people.
Damn.
And Hitler killed, oh, wow, this says he killed about 30 million people. The most well-known of the Holocaust, which is 6 million Jews and others. Okay, Joseph Stalin killed about 40 million people.
Wait, I have a question. So Hitler is considered simply because he's the leader that killed all those people? Because
he's responsible for the because of the way
he was the leader. Okay, because I was about to say he didn't actually kill all those people.
The one Pat was talking about, Mao is the most deadly of all world dictators. Though communist policies, he starved millions of his own people. They believe he killed as many as 80 million of his own people.
Yep.
He killed any intellectual who disagreed with him. He put people in labor camps, condoned beating and stoning people to death and struggle sessions. His Great Leap Forward campaign was supposed to transform the country from an agrarian economy to a socialist one. But instead, he caused the Great Chinese Famine. And the famine lasted 3 years and it estimated 45 million people.
So what's Biden's total up to?
So he, huh?
That's right.
Well, what's Biden's total up to?
Shit, he's going to be responsible for how many millions of people in America?
Uh-huh.
I got to go. Oh, we only have 6 minutes left, so we can bullshit the rest of this up. I got to go let my dingbats out so they won't
shut up. Yeah. How many people have been vaccinated? That's how many he's responsible for.
Yeah. 170
million people have had that. Oh, yeah, and the 4-year-old and that.
And the 5-year-old?
The two small children?
Yeah.
Both of them now have myocarditis.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what about the ones that have died of starvation, the ones that have committed suicide, the ones that have been murdered? He's responsible for all of it.
He's going to be responsible for 170 million deaths. So he will be the world's,
170 million and then some after the people die from the vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're saying 170 million have been vaccinated. So when those 170 million die, after all
the
boosters.
Well, not all of them got the vaccine. Some of them got a placebo, so as long as they stay away from the booster, they'll be fine.
But you know they're not going to.
Yeah, I know. If they were stupid enough to get the vaccine, they're going to be stupid enough to get the boosters.
Oh, yeah. And then he's going to be responsible for all the liberals that go out and attack anyone. And then for his vaccine mandates, if anyone dies because the police department's quitting the fire department's quitting, the nurses that are quitting. He's going to be responsible for those deaths as well. If they want to play this shit show and blame Trump for the for anyone who died of COVID, I say COVID, I use those words loosely, the 600,000, my asshole, because only 6% of them were actually COVID.
Well, you do know, Tim, you do know that he's saying now that the people that are dying, it's not his fault. It's still Trump's fault. And those of us who are refusing to get vaccinated, it's our fault they're dying.
Oh, I know.
He doesn't
think it's
shit.
No, I know. And that's going to use, especially if they release that Marburg virus or say it's the Marburg virus, and they're going to blame it on non-vaccinated people, and that's what they're going to use to round people up and execute.
Let's go, Brandon.
That really sounds like fuck Joe Biden. I'd like to know who the hell's dumbass idea was that.
You don't know the story behind it? Okay, well,
no,
NASCAR.
What is the story?
It was a NASCAR. Okay, so you know at all the games and everything, people have been yelling, fuck Joe Biden. Well, at NASCAR, Brandon Brown won the race.
Oh.
So they were saying, fuck Joe Biden. The ABC reporter said they were saying, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, sure. Sure they were.
Well, so now we say, let's go, Brandon, because if you say, fuck Joe Biden, you have a chance of getting arrested.
They
want to make
Joe Biden.
Illegal. Yeah.
Fuck Joe Biden. That's how much I care about the bullshit. Yep. You want to come arrest me for saying it? Come arrest me, because I really don't give a shit. Three hots in a cot, and I don't care.
Right?
I do not care, because it's a bunch of bullshit. They spent 4 years saying fuck Trump and all this other crap, and nothing was ever done.
I agree. That's all I got to say about that. I was getting gas the other day, and as I was leaving, while I was filling my car up, this other guy was leaving. He yells out the window, fuck Joe Biden. I cracked up.
Oh, gas just went up 40. Okay, gas went up 40 cents in one day.
Again?
Yep. Go ahead, Bobby.
Thank you all for being here. Another great show, Kimberly. Thank you so much.
No problem.
It was fun.
God bless America. God bless our children, our first responders, veterans, our troops, military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good
night.
Good
night. Good night.
Oh, shit.